1290 AM in Montreal.
Hello, you are listening to CJLO News. A musical concert is planned outside of a dépanneur on Sherbrooke West and Harvard Street later this month to celebrate the life of an iconic local cat. Humbert, the cat who ran in the federal election for the NDG Westmount riding in 2015, has unfortunately died. Humbert was known as a local character on a stretch of Sherbrooke Road near Harvard Street. He was known as the Bodega Cat and could be seen almost daily at the dépanneur on this corner. He was also the inspiration for the Alley Cat Gallery, an alley of cat-themed wall art beside the dépanneur. Here is Humbert's owner, local musician, record producer, and NDG character himself, John Jordan.
I would have people I didn't know constantly sending me photographs they'd taken of them. You know, they would go in the dep and the dep would tell them who I was, and they'd look me up on Facebook and I'd get all these great pictures of him. Like, he's really been a big part of a lot of people's lives in this little corner.
Jordan announced Humbert's passing away recently after the cat was killed instantly by a vehicle on Sherbrooke. Jordan reminisced about the federal election 10 years ago when Humbert got international attention for his campaign.
We thought it would be funny if we made up some posters for Humbert to run in the election. There was like, "Let's keep the box clean," but it was in French. It was "Garde dans la boîte propre," and "Treats for everyone," and there's a whole bunch of them. And then literally the next day, there was a story in the Huffington Post about it. Someone just snapped a picture of one of the posters and wrote a little blurb about it. And that was the start of a media frenzy.
Humbert's campaign was covered in Global News, The Gazette, and even CBC's radio show As It Happens on their national broadcast. Although Humbert was never officially registered as a candidate, Jordan recalls a funny mix-up that caused some local confusion.
There was this independent candidate, Lisa Kahn, who was running independently, and someone on her campaign team was talking to The Gazette and said, as a joke, she was running on behalf of Humbert the Cat. And it was like just a joke, but the reporter took her seriously. So when they printed the results of the riding in the Gazette, for her votes, it didn't have her name. It said Humbert the Cat, 121 votes in the newspaper.
On Sunday, April 20th at noon, Jordan will be throwing Humbert Palooza to honor this charismatic kitty outside of the dépanneur where he spent most of his time. Local musicians, including an a cappella group, will be performing some cat-themed songs. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
Hi, hello, good evening. Oh, that story about the cat made me all, not sad, but like, wow, that's kitties. My name is Sonam. You are listening to Brave Little Emo Girl on CJLO 1690 AM. Concordia is one and only radio station. I think I swallowed a fly. I'm sorry. We got some nice kind of, you know, continuing on with the folk programming of this month of April. Got some folk here, got some folk there, got some not so folk, got some new stuff, got some goodies. Oldies but goodies. And I think let's just hop right to it with the new Home Is Where song, Migration Patterns. I really hope that you enjoy, you know. Have a good one.
Animals all crawl under
lovely, lovely track that was. Wow. My name's Sonam. You're listening to Brave Little Emo Girl on CJLO. And you just heard Winter by Daphnez. They are a local Montreal group. I just found this song in like a Canadian emo playlist. They're from Montreal. I don't know if they're still active. If they are, gotta see them. Because, wow, that's a beautiful song. I love the... like the voice, the singer's voice in that. Very nice. It felt like what it feels like right now, like the kind of spring actually happening, unfolding in front of my eyes. No longer winter. The song's called Winter. And before that, we heard Migration Patterns by Home Is Where. New Home Is Where. That's where I'm at. I love this band. I play them a lot on here. And like, how lucky. Oh my gosh, new music just for me. Just kidding. Yeah. Wow. Finals. Hooray! I had my last class today, and that was really fun, except it wasn't because I don't know if you've ever been to the Concordia Visual Arts building, but that place is like a temperature anomaly. Like, I am both freezing cold and burning up every time in there, except today it was like really, really hot and really stuffy and everyone was falling asleep, which you don't want during a painting critique when you're supposed to be very engaged with very good artwork. Everyone's artwork in this class is so good. If you don't, like I suggest checking out the VAV gallery in the VA building and just any kind of like art stuff that's coming out of Concordia. It's really, really cool. And it's very intimidating because it's like, oh my gosh, it's people my age, but it's also excellent stuff that's really, you know, worth engaging with and sitting with for a while. All right, we're gonna have a little break and then I'm gonna play Dan 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 by Oh My God Elephant, and after that To My Dearly Departed by Clay Birds, and then we'll see where it goes from there. So time for a little break.
Voting is easy. You can register and vote on campus from April 13th to 16th. And don't forget to bring accepted ID. Check elections.ca to find out where and when you can vote.
You're horrid, you're ghastly, and I love you true. So here are some presents I'm sending to you.
If you consider yourself a goblin, ghost, or a ghoul, then you should listen to Deadbeats on Fridays from 3 to 4 with your ghost at the most, me, Pretty Dead Boy. I play most things emo and alternative, and I promise it's just to die for.
You're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me.
Hey, this is Mitch from Two Man Giant Squid, and you're listening to CJLO.
This April, Concordia.
Give you mad skills.
Wasn't that just lovely? That was really good. I picked out some good music tonight. Yeah, that makes me feel better about my day. My name's Sonam. You're listening to Brave Little Emo Girl on CJLO 1690 AM. And it's a very emo day today, a very emo Monday night. And I have a very emo essay that I need to write very emo-ly, like when I get to my emo home. Feeling emo today. Don't go to Fufun Electric on a Sunday night when you have class the next day. I love that place. It's a great vibe. There's so many good places here in Montreal. I'm so excited for summer. Anyways, what we just heard was To My Dearly Departed by Clay Birds. Very good. That was great. And before that, it was Dan 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 by Oh My God Elephant. Band name, once again, great. Love it. Yeah, I really hope everyone's having a good night tonight. And I hope that if you have already handed in your final projects and done final stuff, I hope that sending best vibes out there, hoping it's like you've all done great. And if you have finals coming up, forbid an exam. I am also really wishing you luck. You're going to do great. Don't stress. The worst part is like before you get into the room. I personally kind of, since university, like I've kind of enjoyed some of my exams, but I think I also just like the program I'm in. It feels so good when you're done, when you just like step outside and you're like, you know what? It's in the universe's hands now. Sorry, I just hit the mic stand. These technical difficulties tonight are making me emo. And you know what else is going to make you emo? The, you know, upcoming music. We got Crypto by Michael Sarah Paulin off of their new album, We Could Be Brave. Been listening to this album a lot. It's a very good album. Interesting. People yelling outside of the window because of Michael Sarah Paulin, obviously, because yay. After that, we have Run From Good Things, the new puzzle song, which not really emo nor folk, but I need to put in more of an effort to promote new music. After that, it's going to be Where the Clouds End by I Feel Fine. And, you know, after that, I got lots more. Two actually new songs that I'm very excited to show you, but I'm not going to tell you what they are yet. Because first up, we're going to listen to Crypto by Michael Sarah Paulin.
Planted in the cheeks of toothy Totenkopf grins, sewed parallel to canines whistling to birth a nation. It's one solution, I guess. Oh, absolution's the only reward you'll confess. Paid is lent to your guardian nothing. Checks just to say you're well spent. Outlined in chalk your numbers and ratios. Only zeros and ones in the end. I want to soil your blood. To run the altar's teeth, gnash on what joy. Won't crease that on. If you
go merry. Vanilla abstracts frame the scene. A seasonless feast for the tasteless. Pearly whites fried from too many sweets. I want to soil your blood. Two hungry altars, teeth gnash on. What joy and torture snuffed. Heads figure fall the breach that on. I want to soil your blood. Blood's been shed on priests that.
Down the street, through the dirt, through the
Good evening. My name's Sonam. You're listening to Brave Little Emo Girl, and you just heard Where the Clouds End by I Feel Fine. That was good. There's many things I love in a song, particularly in an emo song, particularly banjo. I make an eye contact with banjo and emo songs right now. Before that, we had Run From Good Things by Puzzle, who is one half of The Garden. I can't remember which half right now. I am a fake fan. I think it's Wyatt. Correct me if I'm wrong, though. DM me at Brave Little Emo Girl on Instagram and tell me I'm wrong. And before that, we had Crypto by Michael Sarah Paulin off of the new album We Could Be Brave. I really like this album. I really like this band. I really like this song, and I really like the production on this. It's just very, everything is mixed well. Sometimes like emo and screamo and DIY music, there is artistic choices made in the mixing. There's quality choices made in the mixing. And sometimes there's no choices made in the mixing. And that's, you know, variety. I love it. I need that variety. But it's very nice to hear a very full, bombastic sounding emo song. I want to talk about something. I have been thinking about physical media a lot. I do a lot of like physical artworks. I just recently did like a print project about like records. I made like a little record sleeve and like a paper record with some photos on it. And I want to know, like, I have said to a couple of people in discussions, like, I think there's a rise of physical media, like appreciation coming back because, you know, there's this huge like streaming fatigue, like streaming and subscription fatigue, because it's kind of soul crushing to be like, oh, I'm paying this amount of money to consume art that I actually can't physically own. Like, I can't connect with it on a material level. It's just existing somewhere ephemerally and I'm not attached to it. And, you know, that's why I'm like CDs, vinyl, film, like printed film photos and books, or like all of that, you know, it's the kind of person I am, the kind of creative I am. I'm very like drawn to it. But I think a lot more people are like moving away from even like the idea of having a dumb phone and moving away from like being so digitally tethered. We were talking about it. I was talking about it in a lecture with the one of the curators at the Montreal Museum of Fine Arts, how like, you know, when you go to a museum and they have the QR code that you can follow along with like the audio tour, apparently those are way less successful than actually having like a cassette with the headphones in the museum that you take with you, do the tour with, and then drop it off at the end. And that makes sense. I never do those QR code thingies because I'm like, I don't want to go on my phone right now. So I don't know. I'd love to hear your thoughts. I'd love for you to just think about it. You know, your relationship with physical media. Always think it's a good thing to ponder as we live in such a digital ephemeral age of art. So much I could get into, but I'm not going to. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play for you a new Ora Kogan song, Bury Me. This is a Nanaimo band, I'm pretty sure. At least I know people in this band who are in Nanaimo, and they're huge. And I haven't really given them a listen before this, but I really dig it. After that, we got Oganesson, the new Tortoise song. Love Tortoise. After that, we got Hair by Stevenson, local Montreal. I don't think they're active anymore, though. And after that, we'll see what we have. We're going to take a break in between that time sometime, eventually. But for now, we got Bury Me by Ora Kogan.
Thank you. This April, Concordia's Design and Computation Art students are presenting Nodes.na, their annual year-end exhibition. From April 15th to 17th, discover a wide range of future-facing work, from sustainable materials and furniture design to games and immersive environments. The show highlights the intersection of ideas, disciplines, and identities emerging from one of Concordia's most innovative programs, and it offers a glimpse into what's next in design. The exhibition will be open to explore at the Société des Arts Technologiques from April 15th to the 17th and culminate in an unforgettable final event on April 17th from 6 to 9 p.m. We've got some great stuff in store for our guests. It's 18 plus only, free entry for all, and we'll see you there.
Dust off your boots, pour some sweet tea, and tune in to the freshest of folk, roots, indie, and more, along with some favorites of the past. The best of old and new meet together in The Alley every Friday at 11 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM.
CJLO. You're listening to CJLO.
Sonam, you listen to Brave Little Emo Girl on CJLO 1690 AM. You just heard the new Tortoise song, Oganessen. I love that. If you like that and if you like Tortoise, you should already know this, but they have a really good live set where they play the entirety of TNT, like exactly like the album, and the lighting's really cool. It's a really good watch. very good to make art to. Before that, we heard Bury Me by Ora Kogan. That song sounds just like driving through the interior, like through the kind of mountaintops when it's really foggy. I had this like one road trip I took, and immediately the song brought me back there. You know, like the cold fog and the super, super fresh air when you get out at a rest stop in the interior in like the early summer even. Anyways, we're getting to that time of night where we don't really have much time left. I'm going to say, you know, peace out for the evening. But I had a great time tonight. I feel way less emo about my emo finals. You know, and this is such a good ritual to have coming into the studio. You know, putting this out there for y'all. It always makes me feel better. All right, we got Hair by Stevenson next. And then after that, we're going to have Dallas by Holly McLaughlin, who was on the bill for the Maison show a couple weeks ago. I have been listening and loving this album so much. This song is so good. And then if we have time, I don't know if we will. You know what? Looking at the time, we might have time. Gonna finish up with some End of December by Burial Etiquette. All right, I'm gonna peace out. Thank you guys so much for listening. Follow me on Instagram and take it easy, be kind to yourselves, and rest up, because finals is no joke.
Blame it on the right back. to burn. Dallas called me on the phone, made me feel like far from home, far from home, far from home. Lying in his window bed, ate the acid and changed my head. Once a week or maybe twice, cocaine morning lullaby, lullaby, lullaby. Sculptor, I can't complain. Say it always loops around. I believe you, it's so profound, so profound, so profound. What you said, I think you're right. It just scares me when I hear it at night. Choking on my scary words, I'm embarrassed but I'm reassured, reassured, reassured. Magic doom, I remember when I talk to you.